We're doing the Sefer HaMidot of the Magen Midovna. The Magen Midovna had been discussing that a person should realize that he has no guarantee on life. And although in the previous chapters he had discussed the fact that everyone knows ultimately that they will pass away, here he's focusing on a different point, that no one knows when his day is going to come. No one has a guarantee on tomorrow. Aside from the fact that everyone knows that ultimately they're going to die, there's also the point that everyone should recognize that they have no guarantee on the future. We're up to page Kuf Chavchet. He says, therefore, don't be confident in this reed that people might think they could lean on. That reed is a metaphor for the time. The Prophet warns the Jewish people, don't rely on your peace treaty with Egypt, because it's like a person that wants to lean on a reed. When he leans on it, it snaps, and then all the thorns enter his hand and he gets hurt from the fact that he thought he could lean on it. By the same token, the Prophet tells the Jewish people, don't lean on the peace treaty with the Egyptians, because ultimately that'll be like the reed. It's going to snap and hurt you. The thorns will enter your hand. So the Magen Midovna uses that borrowed term, Mishenet Kaneh Ratzutz, that withered reed that you might think to lean on, what we call time. Don't lean on that. Don't assume you have time. If a person relies on the fact that he'll have time, I'll get to it, I'll do tshuva a different time, I'll learn Tanakh a different time, I'll learn halacha a different time. So then sometimes the time has a way of getting back at a person and piercing his hand like that broken reed. And the only thing a person gets when he procrastinates, when he assumes he still has time, is that he acquires regret, remorse. And when time passes, so then that is something that is destroyed and is irrevocable. You cannot fix the time that's passed. You cannot regain it. And he quotes from the Pasuk in Kohelet, remember your Creator when you're still young. People very often have a tendency to be wild when they're young, and then when they calm down and they don't have any strength to do all those things that they did when they were young, so then they suddenly become pious. So King Solomon advises us, remember your Creator when you're young. And you should always be prepared for that set day. Because although right now you're alive, but you should realize that life is a possibility. But death is definitive. Life, well, maybe I'll live to see tomorrow. Who knows? Death, that's definitely waiting. And death is something that hovers over the old and the young alike. Because no one knows when his day is coming. No one knows. So he says we have to live our life with a realization that we have no guarantee on tomorrow and take advantage of today. And throughout a person's days, he has to fight that battle with his desire. Because life in this world is like a person that's trying to cross a powerful stream. If you sit to rest in the stream, not only won't you make it across, but the stream will push you away. You're trying to climb upstream, he says. That's life. Life is a trek up a rushing stream. If you want to sit down and say, I'll just take a break, I won't work on being a better person for a year now, it's not only that you don't advance, it's that the stream pushes a person further down. By the same token, if a person doesn't decide to stand against his desires and take control over his desires, yipol be'avtit, he will find himself falling in thick tar, ad yishrok lo amavet. He'll find himself stuck. It's not only that a person doesn't advance, but if a person isn't working on advancing in life, there is no status quo. If you're not moving up, you're going down. And he says, remember that you're a guest around here. You guys know the story of the Chafetz Chaim? Chafetz Chaim had a simple house. He had simple furniture. He once had a guest. The guest looked at his furniture. He asked him, why don't you get nicer stuff? So the Chafetz Chaim said, well, why don't you have nicer stuff? So the guy said, well, I'm a visitor in this town. So the Chafetz Chaim said, yeah, I'm also a visitor in this town. We're all visitors in this life. We're visitors here. And a person has to remember where to place his focus, what's important in life. There was a person in this neighborhood who was conned. Someone came to his house, told him he wanted to do a big business deal with him. The guy prepared the cash, and then someone showed up at his door with a gun and stole all his money. So this story happened a few times. I mean, happened also in New York also, where people wanted to sell a house, and they agreed they'd sell part of it in cash. And the night before the sale, suddenly armed people came to the house and took all the cash. Now, you understand that if a guy brought in cash, obviously he has no way of reporting it to the police. So there's a story that repeats itself, that people sometimes have large amounts of cash that are stolen from them. And when the robber came in, the guy started fighting the robber. So he has no gun, and the robber has a gun. What do you think happened? The robber shot him, and he's lucky to be alive today. But one of the things that struck everyone who heard the story was that the man saw that the robber had a gun, and he still fought for his money. And sometimes it's hard to have perspective. If a person feels like his whole life is that money, it's true that sometimes a person doesn't know how he's going to manage without that money. That's a different question. But we always have to maintain perspective. What's really important? And we're all guests here. Money comes and money goes. The names for money in Hebrew are all names that are indicative of change. Change. That there's a long medrash that takes each word, like zuz, comes from the word zaz. The money is always moving from one person to someone else. Not one generation. This guy's rich. Another generation. That guy's rich. The Medrash goes over and reviews all the different names for money. And it says, Kesef, it's Michsaf Mizeh. Money, Kesef means this one desires it, and then that one desires it. It keeps going and getting covered from one and revealed to another. There's no constant in the world. But what we have to maintain is a healthy perspective. What's really important? Money is important. It's important as a tool. It's not an ends, it's a means. So the Magen Midubna says, one of the things we have to remember is that we have no guarantee on tomorrow, and we have to maintain perspective that we're guests here. So what's really important to us while we're here? I spoke to a friend of mine that lost a tremendous amount of his savings in the stock market crash. So he was coming complaining over what happened. And I'm listening, and I wanted to learn something from it. So I asked him, could I ask you a question? So he says, yeah, why not? I say, when you came home and you realized you lost everything, okay? All the money you'd been using to make money and all the hopes and plans you had, all that was destroyed that day. What were you thinking? So he said his thought process went as follows, and I think it's pretty classical. He said, the first thing that he thought was, how am I going to get out of bed tomorrow? What am I going to do tomorrow? What's life? What's left to life? For a long time now, his life revolved around dealing in the stocks and making his living off of the stocks and having hope for the future off of the stocks. And now that it crashed, his first thought was, what's left to life? And he stayed with that thought for a period. And then he came back home and forced himself to smile to his kids and sat down and took a drink and started looking around himself. Looking around and saying, okay, I don't know how I'm going to pay rent. I don't know how I'm going to buy food tomorrow. I don't know how anything's going to work. And he's shaking. He's got such nerves, you know, he's shivering all over. And he looks around and he takes an accounting and he says, wait a second. So tomorrow I have to figure out a new plan for life. I have to start from scratch, and I don't know where I'm headed. But I'm healthy. I can start a new plan tomorrow. and I have my children, and I have my wife, and I have my home, and I have what's important in life. So the money, until now, you know, he spends all day working for the money. So until now, his focus was on the money. And when the money went, his first thought was, how am I going to get out of bed tomorrow? What is there to get out of bed for? But when he came home, he suddenly looked around and reminded himself that the money is a tool. The money wasn't the end. The money was the tool to help him be able to support his family. So he's going to have to figure out a different way of supporting his family. But the important thing wasn't lost. It was the tool that was lost, and I asked to find a different tool. That was his description. And when I spoke to other people who went through a similar thing, I think many healthy people go through those phases. But it's healthier if during a regular day, a person can stop and maintain the focus. The person can remind himself, wait, what's really important here? What's the tool? What's the end? And what's the means? And the Magen Midovna says, one of the ways to maintain that focus is to realize that we have no guarantee on the future. So, as it says, carpe diem, right? Seize the day. Today has its value, and I don't know what will be tomorrow, but I know I have responsibilities for today. So that's what he says. Remember, remember that you're a guest in this world. You're not the owner, you're not the malabais, you're a guest. And with that perspective, make the best of the time you have here.